It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, we're slowly starting to drift into springtime, you know, like on the calendar saying that it's spring. In fact, spring comes around on Tuesday of next week. But we're going to get maybe one more big storm that's going to come through and might change things up on the skyline as far as avalanche danger and control is concerned. So that's why we bring Brett in. He's going to bring us up to speed on all of it. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Dave. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners.
So let's just go right into this because, I mean, you sent me a text this morning and it was the first thing we talked to when I called you this morning. It's all about, this is a weird storm, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. So this storm has started moving through, yesterday, late Tuesday night, actually, into Wednesday. And it's already produced about 10 inches up on the Manti skyline. That happened on Wednesday. And this thing is going to drift south and it's going to park itself over Arizona. And the rotation is going to produce a flow with wind from the east and southeast. And that's kind of unusual for us. And that's probably going to produce some weather in your neck of the woods as well. But it's a different storm, and it is going to increase the danger a bit.
And I guess that's what it needs to boil down to. What are we, if the models hold the way they're holding right now and you're seeing what you're seeing and it actually comes to fruition, what are we looking at up on the skyline this weekend?
Yeah, so what we're looking at, and it's kind of it's similar pattern to what we've been seeing, you know, with the spring type conditions where we see the avalanche danger spike during the storms and then it tapers back off and becomes pretty benign afterwards. So that's what we're going to be looking at here. But what is going to be different about this storm is that the flow is from the east, and we're going to see some really strong wind. And so this is going to be different than what we usually see up there. So we're going to see drifts and wind slabs of snow form in unusual places. So this could take us off guard a little bit. The bottom line is that the avalanche danger is probably going to reach considerable Friday and Saturday, and that'll be due to this strong wind that's going to drift snow, and we're going to see more snow. The models indicate 1 to 2 inches of water for the skyline, and that translates into about 10 to 20 inches of snow. And I wouldn't be surprised to see the east side of the skyline do better with snow out of this event, since the flow is coming from the east. So, you know, the bottom line is a pretty significant storm on our doorstep here, and the danger is going to spike. We give it a couple days, the danger will drop back off again, and things will be safe again.
And hopefully, you know, this is, I hate to, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? Because you don't want to say, gosh, hopefully this is the last thing that we have to deal with before we get some spring-like weather. But then everything that goes up there is going to help us in the long run as far as water is concerned. So it's kind of one of those things that you don't know which side to pick. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, Dave, it's funny because, I love to see all the snow. But I've been having trouble getting motivated to go out and do my field work when the snow is, you know, blowing sideways out there. I certainly wouldn't mind some warm weather, but we'll definitely take the water while we can get it.
Absolutely. So once again, just as we always say when we talk every week, there's nothing that says you can't go out and recreate, but just recreate safely, be careful out there, and have all the knowledge that you need before you get out there. And that starts with your website, right?
That's right. UtahAvalancheCenter.org is where you can get the daily avalanche forecast that's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning. It's your best resource for getting information so that you know what the conditions are prior to getting up onto the mountain. So you know what kind of terrain is appropriate to recreate in for the given day that you're going to go up there. And, you know, again, this weekend, I'm anticipating windy conditions and snow, and this generally produces more dangerous avalanche conditions. So folks should be on alert this weekend for sure. And it's going to be an odd storm. So we're just going to have to see how this thing shakes out, but I'm anticipating odd conditions up there.
Well, and that was the next question that I had is, you know, with all the models and with the things looking the way they do, if it all pans out, it might not be a great weekend to be out. Is that you're seeing? Or
unfortunately, it looks like the storm's going to linger into Saturday, which is a day that most folks get up there to recreate. And I think the most to be done by then. We're not going to see the strong winds on Saturday, but I think it's still going to be overcast and the chance for snow up there, which can be fun as well, but it's, you know, most folks like to see a nice sunny day to get up there in the mountains.
Absolutely. So be careful, have fun, go prepared, check out UtahAvalancheCenter.org. And the avalanche report is updated by 7 a.m. every morning. Get on there, look at that, and know before you head out the door to go have some fun this weekend, right?
That's it. You nailed it right there. Get some information so you're aware before you get up there, and that's your best way to stay safe.
And you know, Brett, I really thought this was going to be our last week, but it sounds like we might be able to sneak one more week in next week.
Yeah, let's touch base next week, and we'll see how the end of the month looks as far as more snow and avalanche conditions.
Sounds good. Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning and bringing us up to speed on what's going on the skyline.
Hey, my pleasure, Dave. Great to talk to your listeners, and hopefully folks get something out of this.
That's the whole point of it all. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.